This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's still low these many years after the financial crisis. Not so easy to get a mortgage in this country. Getting a car loan, though, not so hard at all. Lenders are opening their vaults for nearly anybody wanting to buy, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
The car market is looking pretty good to lenders these days.
It's a better bet to do auto lending than it is to do mortgage lending.
Paul Edelstein is an economist at IHS Global Insight. He says right now people are less likely to get behind on their car payments than they are on their mortgages.
I bet there are some households that figure that they can do without owning a home. They have another option to rent, but you need a car to get back and forth to work to make any payments on anything.
And as lenders feel less risk, they feel like making more loans. Edmunds.com estimates about 8% of current car loans are going to subprime borrowers. Alec Gutierrez is an industry analyst at Kelley Blue Book.
To be honest, they're pretty much lending to anyone with a pulse.
People are financing about 90% or so of the value of the car and taking out five-year loans, on average, to lower their monthly payments, which can lead pretty quickly to underwater car loans when you owe more than your car is worth.
Most consumers that buy their car, you will be underwater for a short period of time as you drive it off the lot.
During the recession, people stayed underwater with their car loans as the value of used cars fell. But today, Gutierrez says, that's happening less.
The used car market is about as strong as it's ever been.
Which means, come trade-in time, more people are finding themselves getting paid rather than paying for their old car. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.